Hi, I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days.
Hello, beautiful people. I know it has been a long time, but a lot has been going on in life, and I'm sure the same can be said about you. I was just having a moment this morning and I was thinking about a couple of things and I wanted to share them just in case this works for anybody or helps anybody. If it resonates with you, then, you know, that's the point of sharing it. I've had a couple of battles in my life, a couple of things, storms, really bad storms. And then, you know, I've had people, once you get through it or you're, you know, moving through it, somebody will say something like, oh my God, I don't even know how you all made it. I don't even know how that was possible. We once had this car, this Beretta, and we were really grateful for this car. I think it was when I was pregnant with my daughter, Madison. So that was 18 years ago because she just celebrated her 18th birthday last week. But when we, I think, either sold the car or we were doing some work on it with a neighbor, and the person said, I don't even know how this car was running. Like, so much stuff was, I guess, you know, messed up under the hood. But they were like, I don't even know how this was running. And we just had some plumbing work done on our bathroom, and the sink needed to be replaced. And when the plumber took the sink out, he also realized that the pipes were, you know, the galvanized steel and had to be taken out, cut back like into the wall. So he had to go into the wall. He couldn't just replace the sink and the vanity. And he said, again, this is somebody else saying, I don't even know how this thing was working. I don't even know how you were getting water out of this at all. And that type of statement, the spirit of that is indicative of a lot in my life. And I'm here to tell you today on May 13th, Friday the 13th, that God is the how I made it. God is the why I made it. God is why I'm still standing. God is why I'm still breathing. God is why my family is okay. God is why my family's not homeless when the enemy came against us. God is the why for every good thing in my life. Nobody can tell me about my relationship with the Lord. Like I tell my children, it's one thing for us to lead them to God, but I so look forward to the day when everybody has their own personal relationship with Christ, because there is nothing like it. You're serving the Lord. You love the Lord, not because your parents told you to do so, but because there's something that has happened. There's something between you and God that's personal, and it means something to you, so much so that nobody on the planet can shake it for you. And I think that has been one of the reasons why we have had so many struggles and so many mountains to climb, because those things, more than anything else, has solidified my relationship with the Lord. I know God loves me. No matter who walks away, God is how I make it. No matter who doesn't talk to me, God is the why I make it. No matter what the doctors say, God is why I am here and standing and making it. He is my portion. He is my victory. And so I just wanted to share that with you. It's a real impromptu thing. What I also would like to share is that coming up, my children We're going to be, you know, kind of switching it up. My children are going to be doing some podcasts with me, and this sounds a little funny, but we're going to title those episodes. We were caught between whether to do a YouTube channel podcast, so we think we're going to try to do both. We want it to be a fun thing, just, you know, a little bit more lighthearted, something that we can hopefully stick to with our schedule, you know, just come on and kind of just, you know, have some fun conversations, play some games, talk about some current events, things like that, you know, just kind of see where it goes. Maybe, you know, come out, run some errands with us and just see how it goes. But those episodes, because our channel was going to be called, and my daughter actually named this a few years ago, about 3 years ago, and I fought it for a minute, but we're going to call it Bums from Atlanta. Now, of course, you know, I'm a writer, so the bums can't just be bums. For me, the bums has to stand for something, each letter, so it's an acronym, but we're going to be calling ourselves Bums from Atlanta, and like I said, we want to do something fun. Not so serious, a little bit more lighthearted. You know, maybe we can make you laugh. Maybe we can make you think about certain things. You know, just give our 2 cents. I'm an opinionated person. My children have some opinions. Everybody right now, it's like with the birthdays, my baby daughter just turned 18. My middle daughter just turned 20 last week. My husband's birthday was yesterday. So we are done with our May birthdays this year. But hopefully you'll want to join me on that journey, join us on that journey, and I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.